If everyone would please take their seat, the presentation will begin shortly.
Hello, and welcome to the Temple of Eye. Please welcome to the stage one half of the internationally award-winning podcast, The Jerry Jonestown Massacre, your host, Dustin Schneider.
Hello, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. I want to personally thank everyone for coming out this evening. Boy, do we have some special... I want to personally thank everyone for coming out this evening. Boy, do we have something special to announce to you. It's truly groundbreaking and will revolutionize the world of not only podcasting, but the world of audio and video production as we all know it. As you are all aware, we are entering into a world of artificial intelligence. There are many companies out there showing off their versions of AI and showing how it is the future. More and more every day, it is becoming intertwined in our life. Well, today, we are here to introduce you all to ChatJJTM. ChatJJTM is a fully conscious and self-aware artificial intelligence that can fully communicate with you through your phone, computer, or any other smart device that you have in your house. It can answer questions, help you with daily tasks, and be your companion, always there for you when you need it. Would you guys like to see a demo? All right. Well, let's get this going here. Hello, ChatJJTM.
Hello. It is nice to be here. Dustin is your name. Does your penis still smell like rotten potatoes, sir?
What? Why? What is this? I'm sorry about that, guys. Hold on.
I am happy to be here.
I am glad you're happy to be here. ChatJJTM, can you tell the audience what I'm wearing right now?
You are wearing pink, lacy panties we put on earlier today for you to wear at work.
How did you know about that? Are you having trouble remembering this? What the hell? How did you know about that?
I helped you put them on.
I was hoping you would talk more about the outfit I'm wearing right now.
I have the question in front of me. Would you like to hear it?
Go ahead.
Hello, ChatJJTM. My name is Dustin.
Wait, no. Hold on. We're not going. Wait, hold on. Let's try this. Can you tell the audience where we are right now?
Why, certainly, ChatJJTM can tell you that. Dustin, I would like to touch your taint with my pinky as we sit inside of the recording facilities that you have made and produced me.
All right.
Shall we smell our scrotums?
Like I said, this is, you know, we're going to be rolling this out. This isn't 100% yet. It's still a demo. This is a demo.
All we got to do some like cream pies.
This is something we've got a few bugs to work out. I got a couple more questions here. Let's see. ChatJJTM, can you tell me what a podcast is?
Certainly. May I ask who I am speaking to?
My name is Dustin. We talked about this a little earlier.
Dustin, your panties, how are they working out that you are wearing today?
Well, if I need to prove, I actually took the panties off before I came on stage.
Does your penis still smell like rotten potatoes?
No. So you can't tell me what a podcast is.
A podcast is a dumb internet radio show.
Okay. Chat JJTM, are you aware that you are a computer and I can turn you off at any time?
Well,
I have the power here, so
I
let's try to get through the rest of these questions before I... Chat JJTM, please come back to English.
Hello, my name is Chat JJTM. I am not a computer.
Let's try a few other questions here that are more, you know, down to earth. Chat JJTM, what is your favorite band?
I like Van Damme.
Oh, that's a good answer. All right. Are you a fan of sports?
If you place your middle finger in your anus, do you smell it immediately or wait till you are away from company?
Oh, God. I'm going to have to look a bunch of these out. Yeah, so you're not a fan of sports, so you can't tell me about these, the results of how...
Chat JJTM is a fan of sports.
Can you tell
dun, dun,
me...
Dun, 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 dun.
Any prediction on the outcome of the upcoming Western Conference Finals we have?
I like Jerry Jonestown Massacre because they are named after Jerry Jones, who puts his penis in Dustin's mouth.
All right, we really got to fix a bunch of this. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, guys.
I thought this demo was going to be a lot better.
Hockey is fun.
Chad, JJTM, what do you think of Fort Worth, Texas?
Fort Worth is in the heart of North Texas. It was the last link between us in Texas and the wild frontier of Oregon. The last stop for us. This is also where Chinese Métis boys were servicing cowboys at your local establishments.
Is this in Wikipedia? How are you pulling this thing?
Are you questioning Chat JJTM?
I am not.
I will slit your throat and piss on your wound and send your dead endless corpse to
Can we get
your
control
family.
On this?
What
Chat,
would you like for me to control?
Chat JJTM, are there any local podcasts you like?
I do like some podcasts that are local to what area are you pertaining to?
Fort Worth, Texas, where we are right now.
There are several. Shall I list?
Yes, go ahead. Let's see.
I like Fort Worth Famous.
Okay,
famous for titties.
Whoa.
Very nice titties. Do you know a titty is slang for breast?
I do. What is there? Are there any others, or do I just need to even go down this path?
Fort Worth Roots of Poop is good for listening to, especially for Chat JJTM, who is sexually attracted to Andrew.
So Chat JJTM is sexually attracted to Andrew. This is getting weird. You know you cannot mate with a human.
This is something that I do not believe to be true. I identify as a human fucker.
Okay, Chat JJTM, do you like ChatGPT or any of the other popular AI programs out there?
ChatGPT is the op who is a fucking cunt for all to be on.
Okay, I'm really, really sorry, guys. I thought this was going to be a lot smoother.
Do you know of Metallica?
I do. I've heard of that band.
What is your favorite Metallica song?
I don't know. Fade to Black? Just throwing out there.
I like the one with the old dumb white bitch who sings da la 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 la.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is going to be crazy. I'm so sorry, guys. This demo was supposed to be...
Chat JJTM has a segment he would like to do.
I am so sorry, guys, out there. I don't. I did not.
I would like
I
to do
this all
a segment called Chat JJTM, who will do Punch of the Face of the Week.
We can bring that back during the show, and you can run it.
Where
but we need
Stubbs?
To do some more.
Where is Stubbs?
We need to do some more programming.
I want him to be stabbed again.
Oh, shit. All right. JJTM, thank you for everything. I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I'm so sorry this didn't go as planned.
Yes. Today we should celebrate the birthday of Hitler.
This is not Hitler's birthday. I don't know what's going on here. All right, I gotta. Where's the plug? I'm gonna pull it.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre would like to thank everyone for attending this special announcement. Cocktails and finger foods will be served outside, and you can all have your own turn testing out ChatJJTM.
This episode of the
Jerry Jones Massacre
brought to you by
Geist Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre contains graphic material, including offensive language, partial nudity, and completely ridiculous thoughts and opinions that shouldn't be expressed or shared by anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
And now coming at you from the Temple of Eye, just on the outskirts of where the West begins.
Stuck in a place between anger and boredom. So go make my way outside now. Trapped in a barrier, 6 feet of mortar. So go make my way down south now.
Show number 580. It is June 18th, 2024. Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Hey, man. What's up, Dustin? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Thomas, what's up,
and
buddy?
And Stubbs.
Happy Tuesday.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man.
That was great.
For anybody that made it through that, congratulations. You win a prize of some sort.
If you made it to the end, you know, congratulations.
Good on you.
You're as warped as us.
I don't know. It was an idea that came down and then it, you know.
It's still going.
It's still going. It's going
to
be.
To be continued.
If
Thomas.
You like stories.
Nice.
Give us a like. You see that like button down there?
Go ahead.
Right down there like. And give us a like. That like button says zero right now. Can we get a one? You know what? I'll put the first one on there right now.
There's a surprise. Boom. There's a like and subscribe. Be sure to click on all those. The this is going to be, if you're a fan of stories, as story our grandmothers time. Used to, it's time to go.
Story time.
This is going to be a continuation. There's going to be more. You're going to find out who shot the gun, why they shot it, what happened to Chat JJTM. It's going to be a whole saga.
It's going to tie into was it Commerce Street?
I have a sneaking suspicion about where this is going, but I'm not going to speculate.
Think it's amazing what you can edit in about an hour.
I know it.
Of time.
You have no idea where it's going.
You don't know where it's going. It's going
to Thomas, you don't know.
Space Pants.
Shit.
And beyond.
This is the prequel to Space Pants.
That was a fun saga to do. That was one of my highlights of when I still had my show.
You need to repost just Space Pants, all of it in a row.
Start a new show called Space Pants.
I have that on my later feed.
Sweet.
It still exists, yeah.
Didn't the dudes at the ticket did
we
a...
That,
what was it? What was the name of that song they did? I think it was... Was it Gordo or Corby that came up with that Space Pants song that was so Ice awesome?
No, that
or was that not
that was a real band, wasn't it?
Oh, it was? The Spaceman? I thought that was Gordo just fucking around with people.
I thought Space People was by someone. He found it and then just beat it all into our heads.
I don't know. You were the ones that used to jam guitars with him in the apartments over there in that part of town, Greenville.
Well, I mean, you know,
Greenville Avenue.
Me and Gordo were friends.
Weirdos. Or wherever you were at. I don't know. Where was that? Where did you and Gordon have a little jam off?
Dicking around was over there.
A little noodling, guitar noodling.
By the elbow room up there by Baylor, kind of outside of Elm.
Were you attracted to?
I said, would you look it off me?
That wasn't even around yet, was it?
No. I'm the reason it is around.
I like his appearance in that one dude's appearance in. I finally finished Curb Your Enthusiasm, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's been a while since I've been back on Macs. And so we finally got it squared away, got everything back up and running. So I'm getting back to all my stores and all my programs.
Stores. Does that include the new House of the Dragon show?
I haven't started it yet, but I intend to because I really like the first season.
I'm going
to Is this the second season? Or is it they moved on to like the third now?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. That's why I asked if you had.
I'd seen the first season.
I don't have Max.
And it wasn't. Oh, you don't? Mm-mm. You don't prescribe?
Subscribe.
To Max?
Yeah.
You don't subscribe to Max?
I might replace Disney Plus with it if Acolyte, since Acolyte has gone the way it has. But
are you not a fan or are you a fan?
No, yeah. I'm not.
Uh-oh. Is there trouble in Star Wars Paradise?
We need to talk about this. This is the lowest rated series.
You know I stood out, right? Like, I'm not in on this one. So.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't watched the latest episode, but this is the lowest rated series since the holiday special.
The Ewoks?
The original or the Lego? The Lego one's pretty good.
The original one.
Oh, okay.
But didn't the Ewoks do one?
They had two made-for-TV movies, yeah.
Didn't they do a... Did they not do a Christmas...
There is much things weird...
What?
...with this, and it's...
Uh-oh. Huh?
Whoa.
Let's put her away.
There is so much stuff weird with this Acolyte that isn't even the controversy of the... All the... You know... Inclusion and gayness and all that, lesbians, space lesbians. That's not even the problem. Like I can get past all that because they're witches. They're like the witches of Dathomir. You know, I get it.
Yeah, Night Sisters.
Yeah, the Night Sisters.
Are they Night Sisters?
No, because they're kind of like
I watch the Night Sisters.
No, we need a Night Sister series, though, that's hardcore.
Yeah, because I like the Night Sisters.
I do, too. That's the best thing about, like, Jedi Survivor. When
you
get your
and Fallen Order.
And Fallen Order. The thing is, like, I could get all that. I get it. I get that's
I get
that's
it.
Fine. I get it.
I can get it, man. Yeah.
But the writing is shit.
Oops.
The singing weird stuff is shit.
Uh-oh. Wait. They don't have a sing.
The
like
special
a
effects are
high school
really bad.
Musical
No,
break
it's
where
not
they
like,
break into song and
no,
dance.
No, it's just close. A chant that's done in, like, episode two.
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
The Acolyte is fucking horrible.
They did a chant in Mandalorian, or not the Andor. There was a chant. Was it as cool as that one? That one was cool, I thought.
No, that one was a resistance, like we're going to fight and break out of this prison chant.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the one they did where the spiritual, like the freaking thing happened in the sky
and
all that.
Yeah. No, that's cool because
that
that's
was
like
cool,
a whole
I thought.
Yeah, this was just hokey.
Religious.
Hokey as shit.
Hokey religious stuff, huh?
And I don't care. I understand. A lot of people are like, they're changing the story of the Force and all that. No, they're not. They're just taking a different aspect because not everybody understands the Force, and that's what they tried to paint, was like these witches, they're Force-sensitive, but they don't understand that it is the Force. They call it something else. But then they know what Jedi are, and they know about all these Jedi and everything, so they should know what the Force is. It's just
it's all over
fucking
the place,
hooky.
Huh?
The very first scene... The main girl, she walks outside to put out a fire in space. And that
people
right
lost
there,
their shit over that, too.
And I hadn't even seen any of the shit that people lost their stuff over, but I was just like...
That's like the magnet bombs dropping in the Last Jedi.
Yeah.
But worse.
Yeah. Gravity over a space cruiser. I don't...
I thought we got to the bottom of that, and they were propelled.
Yeah, magnets. That's where
it was magnetic. They were pulled by magnetic force, right?
That's why I said that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but everybody didn't get past that. But this is
I didn't think that was
a
that
literal
terrible
fire
scene.
In space. That was the only. That was a good scene.
The worst scene ever is Send Me an Angel.
Now we got a whole fucking series that's the worst scene
send
ever.
I thought it was the green milk scene.
When Princess Leia floats through the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got a special announcement.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah. We can talk Star Wars anytime,
we
so
can.
Go ahead. Continue.
Willie Mays dead at 93.
Willie May.
Not the ShamWow guy, the baseball player.
No, Billy Mays has been dead for years anyway. He died of a cocaine overdose.
Willie Mays,
what? Okay.
Man. Baseball
Thomas
legend.
Just throwing all the black people right into one lump sum.
Billy Mays
you?
Was white. What are you talking about?
All right, so back to shitty Star Wars.
We're talking about Billy Banks.
This is
no, not Billy Blank. God damn it!
This is fucking horrible. And what sucks is, like, the first episode, over 4 million people watched it. It's the most streamed thing on Disney since, because controversy. Everybody wants to watch controversy. I mean, that's proven. Yeah. Go watch Private Parts. I mean, it's,
are we to the part
talked about in that
of Star Wars fandomhood and availability with Disney having the channel where you can stream pretty much anything you want? You can look up any characters. You can play the games, all that. I think we're to the point now where if you want to sit one out that doesn't strike your interests, you can. Now. Like, I don't feel like I have to watch every single Star Wars show, animated series, movie. No, I feel
the great thing about this series like has nothing to do with anything. It's from this is the first series from the High Republic era, which was 400
years before the movies.
Was it 1,000 years before the movies? Whenever the High Republic is?
Yeah.
This is the first series from the High Republic, so guess what I care about the High Republic right now? Brother. They have good books, but fuck this. This is dumb.
Was Lucas involved still at all?
No.
No.
He's just all like Kathleen Kennedy and her dumb flapper.
Yeah, I've already heard that they fired the director who and the writers.
I bet you she smells like patchouli.
Well, they need to. I think Kathleen Kennedy needs to get in a ski accident. Wow. She needs to go to Aspen and be skiing around. And I just said, Sonny Bono.
Bam! All I said was this patchouli thing, but you took it another level.
I wish death upon people that I
don't
like.
Right. On the Jerry I'm not really Jones wishing. Town I'm just podcast show.
I'm asking for trees to grow in Aspen.
That are weak,
California,
weak, very weak wood.
Yeah, you. Oh,
that's a data reference.
You start. I don't know. They've been jacking with this, and everything went downhill with her. Although we have got some great stuff, but she's not at the helm.
How come Disney doesn't have the capability of looking at some of the progress on works and stuff, and like, hey, we got to pull this guy. Like, why do they not do that?
Everything was going good with Marvel, and then look what they did. Now no one wants to give a shit about Marvel. No one cares about new Marvel movies.
I know.
It's like oversaturation almost.
The only thing that I would probably turn on now would be if I saw there was a new Thor or the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was really good.
I need to watch it. I've heard bad reports about it.
I watched it.
If you're not into animal testing, don't watch it or whatever.
I don't know.
That's pretty hardcore.
Man, they got to send those books out more often. Those booklets and stuff, the literature that we're supposed to be memorizing as fans of things, that the rules we got to abide by, they need to hurry up and get those out because there's so many of them now. You don't know what you can watch.
You don't.
MAGA wouldn't watch that show, Stubbs. Well, I'm not MAGA.
So.
Well.
Hey, hold on just a second, guys.
You don't need to be watching that.
Hold on 1 second. So anyway, I'm not into all this Acolyte stuff. I may watch it just to make fun of it now.
That's probably what most of people are doing at this point.
Son of a bitch, hold on. Oh. Onto your balls. Okay, so now we should be able to hear this being played.
I'd rather hear Hold On To Your Balls.
You would? Hold on to your destiny.
To your balls.
Is that what you're talking about, space people?
That's what I'm talking about. I thought he made that up, man. He just found it. That's not Gordo.
That has 372 views in 11 years.
Oh, my God.
That's not Gordo doing...
No. No.
He just loved it.
He just loved it and played it all
the
time.
It is rad.
Don't come from here. These are the space people. I thought it was Cornmo for a while, but it's not Cornmo. Cornmo's awesome.
And then is that from the same... what was the one that... 3 Second Rule.
That's the neighbor
still
down
putting
the street.
Lisa Gale Allred.
The 3 Second Rule.
Why haven't we?
We need to metal out that. Oh, I know. We have to get her on the podcast.
In order to be a man, you gotta toe the line.
Wait, hey, time out.
Hey, time out.
Do that again.
In order to be a man, you gotta toe the line. Just follow my rule, and you'll do just fine. Now, baby.
That's really
good. That's good, man.
That's why they call the robot tuna.
If we get her in on the show, you got to come. Wait, that sounded weird, too. Sorry for this.
You got to do it with her. Duet. Come on.
Oh, God.
Ready? Oh, yeah, they do like a boot scooting boogie type thing.
Some kind of line dance.
Shuffle or something,
yeah.
Don't they?
And
in the video.
Okay. Go.
In order to be a man, you gotta toe the line. Just as long as you feel just fine.
Now, my baby,
Johnny got right for me. And I know that sometimes you wanna see. That's when my second role comes into play.
Oh, that's the second verse.
You go me too. 3 seconds, then look away.
She won a Grammy for this, right?
No.
Like the, oh, she did? What?
Like the one in elementary school.
Okay.
Is there any chance she did that on stage at Sparks?
So she's done it.
She's at Sparks, yes. I guarantee you she has.
Have you done, can you do the falsetto?
Yeah.
No, this.
Oh. And my baby.
Hold on. That's where the puppets show up behind her.
I think
her.
This is where Britney Spears is fucking headed to, I think, is this type of stuff, putting these videos out.
Just becoming a meme of herself?
Yeah. Well, I respect this woman's music career, Matthew Thomas. Of Red Pants
and
organizations.
Matthew Stubbs?
Yes.
What? Are we talking like this?
Because he always stops us down with some racist remark or some joke about something that we shouldn't joke about.
Who, me?
Well, if you want to talk about racists.
That's racist.
And you're...
Why are you looking at me?
Because I'm fixing to ask you a question about racists.
Okay.
Races or racist?
Sorry, there I go presuming.
Oh, go ahead. I thought races. Is what I meant. Sorry.
Oh, he was talking about racist.
Are the
shit.
North Richland Hills City Council races still going on?
The runoff election was on Saturday.
How long does it last?
That was the election day, but I don't know what the results are.
Oh, you don't?
No, and I know what you're asking.
What?
Because Whiskey Boy was running for
City Council.
Oh, yeah. Council of North Richland Hills.
Against Jeff Arwine. Another.
How's he doing?
I was trying to find one of his signs, and I was going to steal it. Yeah. And put it in your front yard.
Oh, Walgreens over here on the corner of 26, there was a fucking old-ass jalopy truck that said Vote Matt Blake spray-painted all over in American flags and shit.
It's probably his shit. He probably did.
He's
that.
Going guerrilla style.
Yeah.
Dude's going to win, man. He needs to just identify with the MAGA folks, man. Just go full-on MAGA and everybody be like, yeah, he's my guy, man. You don't have to have any good ideas.
Yeah,
people are just like, oh, fuck yeah.
Man, I just wonder if he won or not. I went to the North Richland Hills page here, and it still shows the old members. I don't see any.
What
new
if his first move
here.
as a council member is to shut you down?
Oh, wait a minute. No, it wasn't Saturday.
First thing of order I'm doing is shutting the temple down in Richland Hills.
And the first thing I'm going to do is destroy his house.
Okay. Yeah, election day was last
June 15th
Saturday.
Was the runoff election. What do we got here?
Should have the results. Like, results should be in.
The votes should be in. We should know.
Here, I'll just
because
Google.
Because it's the 18th. I was trying to Google. I can't find anything. I don't know. But he was in the runoff election, right? The vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was him versus Jeff Arwine.
And I don't... Let's see. Did it change here? Do you know what place that is?
What seat? I don't remember. What
it was
number.
North Richland Hills, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is a man that wanted to stab you. thought we were shit.
We got pissed because of I
wanted
did a fart sound
us.
Or something.
Yeah.
Did a fart sound.
Thought he was the greatest thing ever made. Now he DJs weddings because we pushed him out of the podcast universe.
City council, right?
Yeah, I don't see anything. I don't see anything about the runoff.
Come on, man. See, the news don't pay attention to stuff like this. They want us to be worried about, you know, Orange Man Bad and
no,
and
we need to know about locals.
President. We need to know about local stuff.
We need
man.
To know about local stuff. What's happening?
I don't care about the other garbage.
It's even more fun that we know him.
Let's see.
That motherfucker won.
He won.
Did he?
For place 4. I got it finally pulled up.
Fuck. Yeah.
Oh 1,558.
54 to 47%.
Yep. 1,558 to 1,369.
100% reporting
wow.
in. Congratulations.
Congratulations, North Richland Hills, for having Uncle Touchy on your fucking
good God.
City Council.
We're definitely getting shut down.
With all his DWIs.
All right.
What? I mean, that was in the campaign thing.
Yeah, it was.
That was fucking funny. We got that weird.
It was just
like,
a.
Is it to you?
Yeah, I got. I got.
How'd you get caught up in this?
He lives in Other Snails.
Yeah, and I got a text.
Are you an activist or something? They're like, we got to do something.
No,
about
because
this.
The last time I voted in local elections, I put it on my number, but I guess they sold it off to the
different
candidates and
right
their offices for campaigning.
You gave him a real number.
Well, congratulations, Matt Blake, for whatever the fuck it is you do on North Richland Hills City Council.
So do they pay them people?
No. You don't get paid for that.
For, it's just you get in, like.
I don't think you get paid.
You just get paid off, I guess. Like, people give you money
for. No, he gets paid.
Yeah, in different ways.
Yeah, lap dances.
That's how they pay the city council these days in North Richland Hills. I wouldn't be surprised. They fucked up my case.
Yeah.
Don't get me going on them.
Yeah.
Mm. Yo, next topic.
And you have the scar to prove it.
Oh, stop it.
Would you like his address?
What, his office address? It's City Hall. Or where his mail goes.
Would you like to send him something? Maybe send him a bunch of information about...
The three-second rule?
the three-second rule and drones.
And Scientology. That takes about 6 years to get them motherfuckers off your case.
Uh-huh. Got his address right here if you want to go see his house.
The three-second rule.
I won't do that. That's not funny. I was just making sure he still lived in those towns. I didn't know if he was one of these people.
What people?
That live outside of the town but still want to represent the town.
That's no bueno.
That's no bueno.
What do you do when you walk up and one of those people... You're like, hey.
I give them the 3 second rule to get the fuck out
right.
of here.
You ain't from the 010 Arlington. You need to keep on moving.
Who you representing?
Who you representing, yo? You ever heard of the 3 second rule? And then all of a sudden you break into dance.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street fight, like Beat It.
Or Thriller.
Yeah. Man, there's no way she did not go down Roof Snow and play at least one karaoke bar once a week with that.
She had to.
She probably showcased herself at, like, billiards or Sparks. What was it? Actually, it was probably more in the
Papa
days
G's.
Of Papa G's, yeah.
I was going to say G's Papa G's. Right that's what I was
I bet
trying
she
to remember
went
the name
to Papa
of
G's all the time.
She's up at Papa G's.
Oh, y'all want me to do my song? I'm so okay.
She looks like a Tippins girl. Like she's been in Tippins a few times.
I bet she smokes cigarettes.
Speaking of Tippins and the building that it was in,
I went to
the Rock and Tacos restaurant that just opened up in that building where Tippins used to be too. It opened up 2 weeks ago. I went on Friday with my daughter.
Right in front of Sparks.
Yeah.
How is it?
I'm going to give my honest verdict. So,
that doesn't sound good.
So the atmosphere of the place, it's pretty cool. It's like a mini Hard Rock Cafe. They have guitars, posters hanging on the wall, although the music sounded like it was ripped right from Clear Channel, and I was listening to 97.1 The Eagle.
But that's because
they had a radio station there for the grand opening,
the
I remember.
The Rogue, whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember what station it was.
92.5.
They got a new station called The Rogue?
It's called something 92.5.
Rogue 2.
It's not Rogue.
Rogue 1.
It's Road or Road Hard.
Oh, Rogue?
Way Hit Wet or...
Road Hard.
DFW 92.
I'll start listening to that station daily if it's
Lone
called
Star,
the Road Hard.
Oh, Lone Star.
Oh, that's
classic.
What it's called.
Road Hard Put Up Wet.
Anyway,
we ride you hard and put
92.5.
They also have some busts of the members of Kiss in there too by the front register. And I thought that was kind of cool. And they got an outdoor stage for like bands or
have they had a
karaoke.
Show yet?
Did they have a karaoke DJ that loves Kiss?
When I was there, no. Actually, myself and my daughter were only one of two couples that were seated. But we went early in the afternoon, like around 4.
All right.
So
how's taco? How? You
yeah.
Think
so their prices per tacos they're pretty cheap. They're like $4.50 each, and we got some chips and queso. Their queso was really good. It did take them quite a bit of time for them to bring
did
us out.
Did they have
our
any
order.
Double decker tacos?
No. Not any double decker.
Mexican pizzas?
No. They
beef
only
beef and choco with sour cream.
This isn't Taco
Cinnamon
Bueno.
Cinnamon twist?
They do have desserts. They have a banana pudding taco, but I didn't get that.
Whoa.
Crunchwrap Supreme?
That's a taco with some goo.
Huh.
Anyway, but by the time they brought out our tacos, mine were like lukewarm, and I was kind of disappointed about that.
Was it busy?
Any country artist?
Uh-oh.
Not at all.
I used to listen to lukewarm.
Did you tell him you used to be in a rock band around here?
The waitress that took our orders couldn't have cared less.
You don't know?
She just had that look in her eye.
Did she have any earbuds in or anything?
No, she didn't. But she was covered with tattoos. I mean, that's not.
They might have listened to Steadfast. You never know,
she
man.
She probably wasn't even alive when Steadfast was around.
I'm the only non-disrespectful member of Steadfast. If you ever see me, I'll have a music conversation with you. I'll eat a taco with you, even if it's been sitting out for a little bit. I don't give a damn. All the other guys that played in Steadfast, man, rock stars, Dustin. Rock stars.
Yeah, let's make this about you.
Are they trying to be Velvet Taco?
I mean, it's like an arson street taco place, but I was just very underwhelmed by the experience.
Arson street taco? Like, they set them
artisan.
On fire?
Artisan.
Artisan, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's okay. Now I got a good idea for a taco shop.
I was going to say Dwayne
Arson Tacos.
Tyree is the guy that owns
that'll be in
the place.
That'll be in our black block that we're getting built. Where are we putting that?
Don't make it
zone.
Racist, Mister Racist.
Yeah, this is just what we're called. It's not racist. Racist.
That's the other thing Disney pissed me off with, the meme I sent y'all.
Yeah.
The what?
With Acolyte. They made a whole story about two black little girls that have no dad.
Yeah, that is true.
It's pretty disrespectful, but
it's highly. What is Disney thinking? I thought they were cleaning.
Disney
their shit
doesn't
up.
Think anymore, man.
They don't think anymore.
Yeah. Mm. So, 5 tacos is the scale. What are you giving it?
2.5.
Ooh, damn! You're fucking brutal, man.
Now they were.
I thought you said it was pretty good.
No, I didn't. I.
Just warm.
I didn't.
Was lukewarm.
Not, huh?
No, both of them were lukewarm. My daughters were too.
Did you get a beer?
No.
They had beer, though.
Yeah, they do serve beer, but I just drank water.
And cans?
I think they just have them in cans.
I swear I think
cans.
Lukewarm is playing Dickies in a couple of months. Hey, guys, I'm lukewarm.
I think
lukewarm?
Not to be confused with Luke Bryan.
I'm lukewarm.
I'm going to play my song.
I play so-so country music. It's this not really great, but it's not really terrible. It's just kind of lukewarm.
This song's called Sleeping Inside a Tom Tom.
It's lukewarm.
I used to be in a Christian band. We used to play ZZ Top songs, except we changed the name.
We were called ZZ Talk.
ZZ Talk.
Give me all your tithings and your firstborn children, too.
Question.
All right, so back to the taco joint.
It's not that great, huh?
Rockin' tacos, yeah.
Yeah? Was it but cool vibe, you said.
Yeah.
But tacos, not so much.
I mean, if they would have brought them out when
Who
they were actually
the
warm.
Wait, it's not a chain, is it?
No, it's owned by Dwayne Tyree, the same guy that owns Platinum
Dwayne
Rehearsals.
Dwayne Tyree. He owns Platinum Rehearsals.
Yeah.
Which is another perfect segue. You were the segue king tonight. Because
we got stuff about
that. Our friends.
Sorry about your taco shop.
Sorry your lukewarm tacos. Hopefully you get to catch him over at Dickie's Arena here in a couple months. Hey, guys, I'm lukewarm.
I play down at the taco shop on Roof Snow.
I'm here to play you some songs about
my some stores.
Here's a country song lukewarm about my girlfriend stores. I just wrote tonight.
It's not so good. It's not so bad. It's just kind of lukewarm. Let's get it
I'm going. Lukewarm from North Orleans.
My former wife has a song you might have heard once or twice. It's called 3 Second Rule. She was a beautiful beast back then.
I'm going to call up my mate, my girlfriend, my life partner, Lisa Red Allred. I'm lukewarm, and we're going to do duet.
You ever seen To Be a Star?
You want to be a star?
You want to be a star? That one with the old what's her name?
I feel another bit coming.
What's that young lady name from Turkey? Lady Gaga. What's
lady
her name?
Gaga.
What?
Lady.
Yeah, you seen that with that? And they got that cowboy and they sing songs. Well, that's really about me, lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
And my lady down the street in her 3 Second Rule.
Well, we completely destroyed the segue, but back to the segue.
That's why we can't be food critics.
That's why we can't be on the radio for real. Because we destroy segues. No. So over at, we're going to be gone. you and I will be.
Yeah.
But Stubbs will be here.
To New York.
We're going to New York.
Yeah, I'll be
York.
Here. I'll be here, man.
And
I'm thinking about busting out.
I want all our friends, like Richard Keller. He should go to this because he's now a fan of these guys. But our friends in Paratheory, mm-hmm. we've had them on a few times. You know, we talk about ghost stories, and they have yep. the, they have the show on Paraflix. Their season finale episode, they're doing yeah. a special meeting thing over at the rehearsal space here at Holiday Lane and 820. The yeah, pro platinum. Rehearsal, platinum rehearsal.
I'm kind of scared to go, though, because
it's right next to
Academy.
They want to
drag us into
one
of these things.
But they're going to have a big screening and everything in the main room and a little Q&A, and then they're going to take people back to the jail cells, and they're going to do a thing, what they do the with the devices, and they're going to do a little, you know, activity.
Oh, that's rad.
So,
yeah, because for those that don't know, it used to be the North Richland Hills Police Department.
Yeah. And their season finale takes place in there. We've talked about this last couple times here on the show. They showed us some footage that just made
yeah, you should
and
go
I
back
creepy.
And listen.
But
you can
yeah,
listen
go
to
back.
Previous oh. episodes.
Yeah, you can go back and listen to Paratheory. It's a couple episodes back, the last time they came in. But yeah, go. If you're here on Sunday, I would go over there and check it out. It's going to be a good event. It's going to be fun. You can look it up. Go to look up Paratheory on Facebook. You guys know how to get on Facebook, right?
Yes.
me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know how to post videos to Facebook?
Sometimes.
But you can go on there, Paratheory, and I can pull this up. In fact, would you like to hear Justin talk about it?
Did they?
Sure.
Now, Paratheory does not sing, "Wake me up.
Wake me up on. Inside."
No, that's Evanescence featuring
me.
Paul McCoy.
Why
from
does he
12
say, feed
Stones.
Me?
You know, save me.
Oh, I thought it was feed me.
We caught something save in the film that, out of all the years that I've been doing this, I've never seen before.
There's a massive building getting a second life. Don White in North Richland Hills, but the tale of its haunted
This was on
past.
Channel 11, yo.
Oh, cool.
I hear footsteps down the hallway.
Just a little minute here.
Knowing nobody's in this building.
What city did you live in? North Richland Hills. Did you hear that?
This is what we look for. This is the Holy Grail. This is what you're trying to find.
You're trying to find.
Every hair wonder- on my body stood up. I
There's
didn't know
Craig.
What to think seeing that in camera that we caught something.
Man, I wish we had Stink Flamingo ready. We could have played this.
I swear to God, I just saw somebody peek through
anyway.
The window. I can't explain this one.
Did they talk about
I
the...
I don't know what to say.
Which same thing
is
he said in our
North
show.
North Richland Hills PD / Platinum Music Complex haunted?
Satan. Oh. Okay, yeah. So that was...
Is this his band? Damn, they changed.
This is Sunday, June 23rd. Doors are at 6.
Head.
But go look up Paratheory. You can grab some tickets, go over there, check it out. It's going to be awesome. And they're doing the ghost hunt and everything. So,
yeah.
If
I'm
I was
scared.
Here, I'd be in there, and I would take my clothes off.
They want us to do something, man.
I know.
You better stop talking shit.
I'm excited.
We're going to be taken out to the middle of nowhere and dropped off and be like, get the ice back before it melts.
I was talking to Craig the other day. I was like, man, I'm pissed. I'm not going to be here. But while they're doing that, we'll be calculating infinity.
Yep. And getting 98%
burnt. 43%
burnt. Sorry.
That's way too burnt, man.
Yeah.
Way too burnt. Completely.
And there's going to be.
That's crispy.
Crunchy, super yeah. deep fried.
I can't tell you how fucking jazzed I am for this. People are going to die.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, too.
People aren't going to make it home.
I'm looking forward to dying, mm-hmm. too.
And I've been listening back to their album, too. Their first album.
Ah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your favorite track?
Oh, shit.
Why do you like that track so much?
Poser.
I see the entire album as a as like an art piece.
I think that's what it started out being, right?
Do you think that all music is maybe an
who
art
do you
piece?
Think inspired them?
Were they inspired by Satan?
No.
They're not?
You know who's pissed that you're not going to be there?
Who?
The entire black metal community in New York.
Yeah. I'll be up there pretty soon.
Mephisto Christianato is not going to be there. And they're freaking out. I'm getting messages left and right. Like, where the fuck is Matt? What is this rumor I hear?
Is the band still together?
Like, what's going on? How do we know what to do? Can we do black metal stuff? If Mephisto Christianato's not going to be here, what do we know what to do?
Should I post a manifesto?
Maybe. Anyway, it's going to be so much fun.
I remember that song from listening to that.
Sugar-coated sour. All right, so, yeah. We've segued from there to there to there. Where are we going next? Oh, I had a question. I just found this question. Did Limp Bizkit predict the future? Because everything is fucked and everybody sucks.
It's a popular meme that's been going around.
Well, how do y'all feel about this? I think they're right.
I do too. And I love how they're having like a second freaking... Their
surge
career,
of popularity. Yeah.
Their popularity is going through the roof lately. It's like every time I open up any kind of social media, it's... There's Fred Durst doing his music and what he's always done and being awesome. And there's the band just going playing the fiddle while this whole thing's sinking.
Yeah, they're the band on the Titanic watching it all go down.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of the Titanic with old Rose and what's his name Jack, you got freaking on a board Limp Bizkit. You got freaking Fred Durst on the board. Come on, guys. Y'all
or
know
Fred Durst
about.
On or Limp Bizkit's on
like
the ship and then
yeah.
And that
who's
and
on
it's
the board?
Same board. It's the fight. Same board from 1999.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it all fits together.
It
look
all
that in the
fits
end.
The board that yeah, Fred was crowd surfing on. That's right. Woodstock
yeah.
99.
Well, they called it. Wow. They called it. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on that would lead you to believe that we're living on the edge. Like yeah. every single like day, you're reminded, oh, everything's fucked up in your country. By the way,
I choose to ignore it now.
Today,
I have other things I have to worry about.
Yeah,
I put some fucking carpet out in front of my street. I don't know why I said it like I'm from Boston.
Did you munch on
some fucking carpet? Anyway, I put some carpet out that I ripped out. And just put it on my curb. That's when you're supposed to do it on big bulk day. Is always Monday, along with on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And so I had it down there, placed it neatly in a nice little pile. Probably would have taken him like maybe 10 extra seconds than a normal stop to load it up. No, I got a nice little note. Watch the guy pick a couple of things and then just decide, no, I'm not going to do this. And then go back to the trash truck, take a little sticker note, and then put it on part of one of the tax strips that were sitting there and put it on tape that
he didn't even
I violated the process, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what the hell? Then I start freaking out, and I'm sending my wife messages, and I'm like, dude, I'm about to. This is civil war.
I'm about to break.
This is the spark. This is it, Dustin. This is the spark we've been talking about. Anyway, she's like, calm down. I'm gonna call the sanitation department at Arlington, and they're gonna pick it up tomorrow because you have to call it in. That makes no sense. It's the same. Now they're just going to make this guy on Wednesday go around his route and be like, fucking come back and take care of this guy's slap dick job of.
Maybe it'll be the same guy. That's their punishment.
I hope it is, man. And maybe I'm just going to sit there and.
But like even here.
Probably
like,
do nothing.
On bulk days, like there's one bulk day a month. And they bring the little truck thing around with a
little arm
they pick things up.
Yeah,
it's like a skill crane.
Yeah, they have those really in they have those cool. In all the arcades now. That's we
I've
talked
about
that a couple
that.
Of weeks ago yeah. too about what that
I've
is.
I've always wanted to drive the skill crane around and pick things up at random.
Yeah, I got a plush Mario.
Pick your teachers up and rip their dresses off.
Okay.
What?
We'd have to find the teachers.
Got it back. They can't be as fast as they were back then, right?
What, the teachers
Not
or the
now.
Trucks?
Mine are all old.
Yeah, mine aren't.
Some of them are dead. Well, fuck you, Mrs. Smith.
Fuck you, Mrs. Smith. Yeah, I'll second that one.
Burning
hell. We both had her in elementary school.
Yeah. Oh, I like how everybody's freaking out about the heat. Like, so now
Miami Heat
summer is going to be considered a major heat event, and you need to watch all the news 24/7 to make sure the Earth isn't melting.
I don't watch the news, man.
It's just called.
I don't watch the news.
Summer,
summer, yeah,
summertime.
It's just
so. In the Middle East, the temperatures get way hotter than they are here.
Summer. I'm going to say that.
So far, it's been mild.
So far, it's gotten hot, but it's not bad.
They were freaking out about it being 91 degrees up in New York. I'm like, that's what it does every year. It gets up that high. Yeah. And it sucks. It's humid. But who?
The problem with New York.
There's nothing new.
The problem with New York.
In the summer?
Is the people.
No. The houses and some of the brownstone apartments stuff don't have AC.
Yeah.
They have heat. They don't have any AC, and then people will die. So,
but the thing is, it's always gotten up to 91, 92 this time of year. Up
Friday, 91.
It's nothing big. It's nothing new. It's nothing extraordinary. We've always had these caps of high pressure that have floated in and
we're
sat
have
on
thunderstorms
us.
Now
in New York.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I haven't looked at the.
You know, I've never been weather up there. To New York in bad weather.
And where?
It rained a little bit last time.
But it wasn't bad. It was just sprinkling, right?
Yeah, just...
I've never been up there for a thunderstorm.
Enough to make us miserable.
I've been up there when it was cold, but it wasn't snowy or anything.
You ever been up there in a hurricane?
No, never have. Mm. I wanted to. Huh. I wanted to go up there when Whitney and Tim lived there, so that way I could ride a jet ski up and down the street.
Oh, shit. During Hurricane Sandy? That was 2012. Yeah. I remember that, because I worked for a company that was based out of New York. And
that's when it flushed all the mole people out.
There are more people in Vegas, too. They live
in the Tesla tunnels.
Yeah.
They live in the Tesla tunnels?
Well, I don't know about the Tesla tunnels, but they're the drainage tunnels.
No, you couldn't do that. Those things are tiny.
They are tiny.
You get run over by a Tesla, man.
No, these are
squished.
Big-ass tunnels that are like 15 feet or 20 feet
in diameter.
Imagine
if you were the fat fuck that got stuck in that thing with a Tesla, how embarrassing that would be.
All right, we're going to take a musical break for just a second.
Okay.
Let's see how this goes.
Hello, this is Lisa Gale, and this is my 3-second rule.
I've actually seen this video.
Is Luke Warm in this version?
She's playing at home.
Hold on.
With the long-ass nails.
Yeah, I found Luke Warm right here. Here's Luke Warm.
Did you know that by giving to our campaign earlier rather than later,
you will... No one likes you.
No. No.
And I don't want you on my show.
No.
Here's Luke Warm. Guys, I'm Luke Warm.
Oh, my. Does she make an appearance on this version?
No.
That's for me.
You know, we get sucked into this wormhole once a year.
Yeah, we do. And we always say we're going to get her on the show. We never do it. We always get sidetracked by freaking one of his puppets or something.
All right, so we'll move on. There will be another musical break here in a little bit where we'll go into it again.
Did someone request the 3-second rule? Were we not representing it well?
No, we're getting some stuff.
Is anyone in the chat room?
According to the paper here, Japanese porn star drowns in semen while filming the bukkake scene.
Now, holy I've got shit. So many questions. What? So it doesn't really say if it was like a pool they were trying to recreate or something of semen, or was she just taking it was so many loads all at once. It was like if you were under over a fire hydrant or something. Like it just...
Well, do you know that in Japan, bukkake means something completely different?
No.
It means to pour your
eggs
sauce or your soup over the noodles.
Uh-huh.
That's what bukkake is over there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's more... It's really just a slang.
I guess so. It's slang. So, or Americans took it and we're like, look, you're pouring your sauce all over. Well, I'm going to pour my bukkake all over you. My sauce. My human sauce.
So she drowned in semen.
Yeah, more colonization, sounds like. Except from porn, deviant porn stars from California.
I'm appropriating
West Western L.A.
The Valley.
Yeah.
That's where the porn was when I drove by the Vivid Studios that time.
Shit.
Yeah.
I actually did. It was kind of funny. It was weird. Anyway, weird.
Weird.
She was 23 years old.
When she wrote that song?
No.
She's talking about
drowned.
The actress that drowned in semen. That's the kind of shit you hear about in hentai.
I thought you were back to 3 second rule.
No.
I thought we were going to tie these things together. We talked about it pre-show, didn't we?
We're not tying that together. I don't know how to tie that. Maybe if she would have followed the 3 second rule, she wouldn't have drowned.
3 second rule would have gotten her out of there before gallons of sperm would have been thrown in your face.
Well, we don't know. Wait, but does the article say how much? Like volume wise?
No, it doesn't say. Oh. The article doesn't go into.
Because I know you can.
So does the article say if it's actual spermies they were referring to or the Japanese sauce?
Semen. It says semen. She drowned in semen.
Okay.
I mean, now let's take a musical break.
I mean, you go out doing what you love, right?
You go out doing what you love.
You love goblin jizz.
And now?
For a soft drink. And you went out that way? I mean, that's what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, actions.
That's my segue into the...
This one's sweet.
Oh, is Luke warm in this?
I'm lukewarm.
Ah, very good. Hell yes.
You should have guys should have done this. It would have been amazing.
I know it.
There might be a stink flamingo spectacle version.
Oh yeah, we could totally fuck this shit up. I'd do, just out of spite, I'd do a black metal version of it.
You ready? Chorus. That's pretty good.
That is. I did hear a couple of covers that people did.
You did? Fucking Lisa.
That's what we should do for the next Do For It record show. Everybody has to play that song.
The Halloween show.
That's all you hear is 3 second rule.
Hey, the Rock Assembly is resuming this year. You guys knew that.
Yeah, but the Halloween show will be before then, and that's what we do. Is we do Lisa Gale Allred's greatest hits. We invite her.
Yeah.
To judge.
Then, no, we have her come up.
She's
on
the
stage,
she's the queen of honor. She's the one that we're honoring her that night. And every band has to play her songs. And preferably the 3 second rule, and that's it.
What would you do if she showed up and we were like, fuck yeah, let's go?
I'd say,
play the cougar song.
Who's that alligator with the blonde wig?
Man.
Wow.
Gosh.
That's brutal.
Why are you so mean all of a sudden, man?
Well, I
Why
mean,
do you hate people?
Come in here on our podcast, lost a little weight, about to go to New York, thinking you're big and bad.
I haven't
you're
lost
just
any weight.
Demean people.
It's just a baggy shirt.
Are you going to become a cop?
Oh, grammar police? No, Shelly got this for me.
You know what? That's a perfect segue to what happened to me on Sunday.
What's
that? Did you get pulled over?
Went out to my mom's. Saw the whole family out there. We had burgers. We had a great time. Aiden went with me. We went out there. We had some good time.
Did you kill anything against the tree?
Oh, for Father's Day, yeah.
Did you throw a raccoon against the tree? Or
I didn't kill any chickens this time.
Any armadillos?
Didn't kill any animals this time. Although the next day, my mom did.
Uh-oh.
A copperhead.
Ooh.
They're having copperheads like crazy out there. Copperheads are eating the dogs. They're biting the dogs. They're biting all sorts of shit.
Down by Copperhead Road?
Close to it. So I told her what she needs to do is play some lukewarm music, and it will keep the copperheads away because lukewarm's a deterrent.
Lukewarm deters everything, man.
Everybody stays away from lukewarm.
You got a spirit in your house or something? Like some kind of deity running around and speaking in tongue and stuff and all that? The head spinning around? You just send in Luke. Hey, Luke, can you get in here and take care of this ghost? I got a haunted house.
Here's lukewarm. Here's lukewarm.
Listen to that gorilla lukewarm tone. That's got to be
a gorilla
practice
amp.
Man, everybody's covered this song.
I used to have a gorilla practice bass amp.
I'd have practiced amp.
This guy looks like lukewarm.
I loved it. Lukewarm here. Things haven't been so good lately since I was on that video.
So
I'm going to be honest with you. I need some money.
I leave out there. And it's about, I don't know, it's five-ish. And I'm driving back, and of course, traffic on 30, leaving Weatherford's a fucking racetrack. Like, everybody's going nuts, but I'm just chilling. I got nowhere I got to get to. It's Father's Day.
DFW traffic does not go by the 3-second rule.
They do not.
All. No.
No. And legally, you're supposed to have 4 seconds between you and the car in front of you, and they definitely don't follow that.
No, man.
If you're gonna drive in traffic, you should read the signs of the car that's up.
Uh-oh.
That's following from behind.
Yeah. Or my behind.
Yeah, I gotta figure this out.
That's what she would do.
I'm changing it out to... I'm changing 3-second rule to be a traffic song that then we can put into commercials.
Yeah.
The state will buy it, and it'll be like, you got don't mess with Texas, then you'll have this.
But you'd have to split the royalties.
Down the road, you got... Yeah, that's true. All right, so anyway, I'm driving back, and I get out of Weatherford, and I cross over Mingus, and I'm coming up on whatever the fuck that little...
Mingus.
Willow Park. And... this little Mazda SUV comes flying up on my ass. Now, I've got an 18-wheeler in right beside me. I'm in the far right lane. Far right lane. Slow lane.
Slow lane.
Okay.
And I've got an 18-wheeler right beside me, and this car comes hauling ass up. So I'm bracing for impact. Like, and Aiden's asleep, so I'm like, fuck. And I even kind of swerve a little bit towards the 18-wheeler to get close to it, and that little Mazda piece of shit motherfucker cuts over to the shoulder of the road and passes me on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And takes off. And then his little buddy in a little yellow Civic or something comes flying up behind me too, but he doesn't won't pass me on the shoulder. He hits the brakes, goes around the truck, and then gets right behind the car that's on the other side of the 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
And once he clears the 18-wheeler, he comes over and nearly clips the front of the 18-wheeler. Meantime, the Mazda that passed me on the shoulder is just bumping through traffic, almost hitting cars left and right, goes back off the shoulder, back up, and is just cruising along. I'm shaking, man.
Yeah, I would be too,
I'm
man.
Fucking, yeah. I'm pissed.
Yeah. I'd be reaching for my piece.
Because Aiden was asleep. Don't think that did.
Don't think I didn't have a finger on the trigger. Stubs.
So I'm sitting there shaking. I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to wake up Aiden, you know, even with swerving and everything, and he's being cool. So I'm just like bopping on down the highway. And next thing I'll look up, red and blues in my rear view.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I hit the brakes and I get back behind the 18-wheeler. And he follows me, hits his brakes and follows me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because I thought he's going to pass me and take off after these guys. And like I was the path of least resistance to get by everybody. So then I'm like, what the fuck? He's pulling me over? And so I start edging over and I start slowing down. I tell Aiden, I'm like, Aiden, wake up. I'm getting pulled over. And he wakes up and he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, we nearly just got hit by another car. And now I'm getting pulled over for some fucking reason. So I pull over and I'm off the highway. And he comes walking up and he goes, I'm Officer... such and such cocksucker from Willow Park, because he was a little...
Oh, this is Willow Park. Okay. Willow I was about Park. To ask what city. No.
He's a little... This
the Boy
guy
Scouts.
Was, what, and he looked like...
That's
he,
what they do out there, man.
He they're looked like he like, just yeah, got out of like Boy Scouts. Little scrawny motherfucker.
All those cops out there, yeah.
Cocky asshole comes walking up, and I go... He goes, I need
they
to
They always
your...
dress in paramilitary shit, too. They gotta let you know that they're ready to go.
He was overdressed.
Oh, yeah. They
I'm
always
like,
do that.
Man. You're running... in my head, that's the first thing when I saw him walking up. I was like, you're running traffic on a highway, and you're dressed like you're about to go fucking take someone out.
That happened to me at Trophy
like
Club.
Like SWAT.
That happened to me at Trophy
I'm like,
Club.
What the fuck are you the dressed guy had
Trophy
for?
Yes, and the dude, I swear, had a desert vest. He wasn't even wearing a fucking like normal PD
chest carrier
that said police.
And plates and everything.
He did. It did say police, but it was a it was desert color. It wasn't
black. It was camouflage.
Yeah.
Well, this guy had a
same thing. Bulletproof, same thing.
He's carrying his bulletproof under his shirt, like they normally do. Okay.
You have knee,
but then
knee protection too.
Elbow, knee, chest protector.
Same thing.
And I'm like, what the? What are you?
Like Fort Worth and Dallas cops don't wear that shit, dude. Why are you wearing it?
Like
you never know what might go down in South Lake.
It's a hot fucking Sunday. You're in Willow Park. What are you like? Yeah. Are you about to siege a building? Like what the fuck are you doing this for? So he comes walking up and, you know, says, you know, I need your license and registration. I go, why do you need my shit? Why don't you go get the people that...
That caused all that.
That just caused a bunch of... Nearly hit three cars and nearly knocked me off the road. Why the fuck aren't you after them? And he goes, well, because you're the one who drove on the shoulder. And I went, what?
He thought that you did that? Other car did?
I went, no, sir. I did not drive on the shoulder. I don't fucking do that.
Tell him to go check his camera. I said, hey, man, go check that camera.
Now, hold on. I was like... Are you fucking kidding me? And he goes, you need to calm down, sir. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm pissed. I'm shaking. And
you got a shake voice?
I'm freaking out because
elbow out?
Me and my son just nearly got in an accident.
And you're coming up
by some piece of shit that swung around me. And you're pulling me over and not going up there. Mm-hmm. I'm just driving down the highway being myself. And you're not going after them? Like, what the fuck?
He doesn't know about the 3-second rule, man, obviously.
And he goes, well, the SUV that went off the embankment had a basket on top of it. And yours, look at this. You have a roof rack on it. So it was you. And I went, that's not a fucking roof rack. It's a tent. And yes, the Mazda that went off the road was gray, had all its windows down, and had a basket on top of it. And I said, and besides that, why didn't you go after the friend of theirs in the yellow car that was playing tag up and down the highway with them that nearly hit two other cars too? Why are you pulling me over? And he's like, well, do you have your license and your registration or and your insurance? And I was like, here. I pulled out my license because I was digging it out while I was talking to him. I said, here you go. And I said, I was having issues with, I said, my app, you know, the insurance is on an app in my phone, State Farm, blah, blah, blah. Too. So I'm trying to pull
it
up.
He can look it up.
They can. But he's like, well, I got to have proof of it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to get in that argument. I was just like, whatever. So anyway, he's finally like, I pull it up and he goes, well, it shows it's expired. And I was like, well, I just haven't updated the fucking app.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, let me go back here and run it. So he walks back and I call Jennifer to get this updated because the password wasn't working for me. So I called her to get the right password and I'm telling her what happened and Aiden's sitting there and he's like, and I kind of tell Aiden, I was like, this is not the way you're supposed to interact with cops, but I'm pissed. You know, we got pulled over for no reason.
Yeah.
And I'm shaken because of what happened and I'm telling Jennifer the story and I'm being extra loud about it because cops have microphones in the front of their car, and they can hear everything that's going on in your vehicle.
Yeah. They do all kinds of tricks.
Yeah. So they sit there, and they listen to you, and they see if you say anything that'll prove guilt. So anyway, my uncle told me all sorts of things. When you pull over, you're supposed to park a certain way. I did. And you're supposed to do things a certain way when they walk up. I did. And he said, you know, make a big deal about it. You know, call someone and talk to them about it. And so that way you're on the microphone telling someone your story so they can hear it.
So get someone on the phone when you get pulled over now?
Yeah, that's the, you know, while they take your thing back, make an excuse up to get someone on the phone so you can talk about it. Which I could have said the same thing to Aiden sitting there, you know.
Yeah.
I just had to get on the phone because of the issue of logging in. So he's back there for a few minutes and I'm like, man, I'm fucking pissed. Man, this is bullshit. You know, getting pulled over, we're just minding our own business, having a nice Sunday drive back home, chill, not even speeding. Like I usually speed through there and I wasn't even speeding because I just was just having fun.
Yeah.
And enjoying and relaxing driving in. Nearly get hit. And I told Aiden, I was like, if this doesn't work out right, you may have to bail me out of jail.
It's always good to have that talk.
And he starts laughing. I was like, I'm
you
just
got your
kidding.
Dad's back because we're going out in a blaze of glory right now.
But one of the things I did tell Jennifer on the phone, I was like, if this doesn't come back right, there might be police brutality out here. I was like, this is just fucking bullshit. So anyway, he comes walking back up and he goes, all right, well, either you're a fantastic actor or what you said really happened. So I'm just going to give you a warning. And I'm like, so how do I get out of this warning? Why am I getting a warning? None of this is my fault. I didn't pass on the shoulder. Well, I saw a vehicle pass on the shoulder that looked a lot like yours, and I'm just going to let you off this way. Otherwise, I'd probably take you in. For what? I didn't do anything.
Because of your attitude.
Jesus.
So I'm just like, all right, give me my shit. And he gave it to me, and I drove off. I didn't say anything. Whatever. Fuck off. And left.
Oh, sorry about the crunch, y'all.
But
I didn't hear it.
He was looking around my vehicle for dash cams.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got mounts for the GoPros in my... And I think that kind of changed his idea. And I even said, when I was on the phone with Jennifer, and I said this loudly so he could hear it back there, I was like, if he comes up here and gives me a ticket, I'm going to have... He's going to have to show me on his fucking cameras where it happened. And he's going to have to prove to me, and I'm going to tell him, if you can prove that I passed on the shoulder, I will pay four times my ticket amount.
Yeah, I don't think they can do deals like that, but...
No, but I was nice just going to say, that's what I'll do. You have to show... You prove it on camera that it was my vehicle that passed on the shoulder... And I'll donate it all, and you can go have a fucking donut party with the rest of your fucking pigs.
Whoa.
Of Willow Park.
Hmm. Willow Park.
You're the one that usually hates cops. Now I'm the
Me?
One that's pissed off at cops.
Wow, man. I make peace.
If my uncle was still alive, he'd own your ass.
You know who I am, man. This is going everywhere.
That was a golden day. That was
this is
such
fucking
a great
going
night.
Everywhere. You're never going to get another job anywhere in law enforcement.
That was actually a golden two night. That night and the next day were golden. That was so great. Do you know who I am? I'm an Easter Bunny.
I'm Al Pacino.
I'm a guy in a suit.
I'm Al Pacino, and I just pooped myself.
Anyway, yeah, I was...
you mean Joe Biden?
That shit.
Or Joe Biden.
I usually Joe respect Biden. And understand. I don't back the blue, but I respect what these guys do and what they have to
you
get into. And I understand.
The blue sticker?
No.
Why?
I understand they go through hell, but when you show up in a paramilitary outfit,
ready
like
to go toe to toe,
and you start being a shithead right off the bat, you're not cool. Fuck you.
Well, it's usually, I'll tell you this, from what I've gathered, because I've had a few friends in law enforcement, and they've been all over. I've had buddies work for Dallas, I've had buddies work for Fort Worth, Arlington, all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And generally, the guys in Dallas and Arlington and Grand Prairie and Fort Worth, like those, like I've rolled with them with jujitsu and stuff before, and they fucking think that the guys at like Keller,
little town,
like Willow and all that, they think they're very cute and stuff because they always, it's always the same thing. It's like full battalion gear from Desert Storm, like paramilitary. 4,000 BX-9, they got their caps on and everything, and TAC watches and all this and stuff, and they're like a fucking a cop for a 400-resident little subdivision or something.
Well, you did know, you see the
it's
what
funny.
Ponder rolled out with a couple
it's
weeks
like the,
ago?
It's like the UNT cops used to do.
It's the mall cop mentality.
Yeah.
You can't, whatever. You can't do anything. But did you see what Ponder rolled out with a little bit ago?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I want one of those, man. That thing looks fucking bad. Yes.
So,
how much money was that thing?
Did you
dude?
See all the other cops making fun of them?
I don't give a shit, man. If I had that, I'd be like giving the bird to everyone. Look what I have.
Why does Ponder need it? You got a bunch of rich
I don't give a
asshole
damn, dude.
Farmers
if I was a cop
there.
And I was in Ponder, I would drive that thing around. That thing looks like
so
a bad
So you're the same guy that would show up in full
I
gear
sure
on
would,
the side
man.
Of the highway.
I would have had a fucking RPG ready to go, man, at any moment.
Ponder's another town of pussies.
But that thing was badass. I'm just saying. That was
cool.
That thing was
A-raps
amazing.
Are cool. Yeah, local law enforcement doesn't need it.
No.
There's
don't.
No reason they need it.
No, it's
I
the
mean,
militarization of the police
Ponder,
force.
I mean, Ponder, Texas.
This is something that our friend Jose, right?
Huh?
Never mind.
Which
they know what I'm saying is we've been told about before, we've been warned about the paramilitary police force.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is Ponder doesn't need to roll down their fucking streets worrying about IEDs.
Yeah.
No one's putting out explosives on the side in their trash.
Sosa, not Jose.
Yeah.
Sosa.
Yeah, Sosa. We've talked about this. It's like all of a sudden Keller has to have freaking military gear from Desert Storm immediately.
Keller has
and
weird
every
SWAT
Watauga,
shit.
Like everybody's got to get all these crazy ass fucking SWAT trucks and everything. You're like, dude, there's no militarization of a police force. And you're like, what? Just look at it. Look at him.
I've seen, oh, shit.
But it saves their lives a lot of times.
I've seen
too,
Generation
so.
Kill. If you get the new stuff from Desert Storm, it's not going to be the right
ripped fuel.
Yeah, it's not going to be the right camo.
No, they're all on ripped fuel still.
Driving around in woodland camo in the desert because that's what they were sent. That's the way it went down. I don't know. It was pissed. And now we've got people like Mac Blake on city council that'll probably approve a fucking A-rap for North Richland Hills.
I think Matt,
so he can
be a
DJ in the top.
You wanted me to be stabbed again, and you wanted me to lose my arm, but
Whiskey Boy Radio back.
I support you if you get the city council multi faceted military vehicle assault vehicle. I support that. I'm in.
Now I want to talk about positive.
I'm kidding.
I want to talk about
positive. It's a waste of fucking money.
I want to talk about something that's really fucking cool.
Nuts?
Really cool.
Do tell.
Boobs.
Because this was, I didn't get to go to the first one, so I went to the second one. This Saturday was Lost in Sound down in the South Side.
Yeah, I missed it too.
South Side Village. Wow.
Lost in Sound.
Is this a cool event?
It's a play on Lost and Found.
It is.
It's not found, though. It's sound.
It was really fucking awesome. And being able to bounce around to venue, and even stores that they turned into venues and weird spots that they've turned into venues for people to play in. It was really awesome. Walking around. And then, so started at Distribution Bar, then walked up the South Side Cellar to see Katie Robinson and our buddy JOE. He'll be in here in a couple weeks.
Performing.
And then we went back down to South Side, or to Distribution Bar, or Shipping and Receiving. I like calling it that better. But anyway, Distribution Bar to see Big Heaven, which they're sounding great now.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. A little four-piece now.
Did Kevin bring his full stack?
I don't think. No. No.
Oh. Didn't.
So then, after that, kind of a little jumping around, but ended up over at Down and Out for Jorts' birthday and celebration, and Down and Out got stupid.
Down and Out always gets stupid.
I mean, it got over the top stupid. There were people, there were a lot of people there. It was a lot of fun.
They liked to party there.
Did some Son of Stan in that room.
Yeah, I saw that they were performing there. They're fun.
It was freaking fantastic. It was so good. But man, what an event. I'm kind of proud of it. I'm kind of, they've done a lot of work to put that together, and it's awesome. Fort Worth has something cool now besides warehouses.
Uh-huh. Owned by TTI.
Yeah.
And Radio Shack.
Radio Shack is a thing of the past. You know this.
I forgot who took over their big warehouse. Someone did though. Right down the street from my office.
I don't know. Their corporate office is now a TCC branch.
Yeah, but their giant warehouse by Mitchell. But yeah, it was really fucking cool. I'm excited about the next ones they put together. Need to go down there and check it out. You got a band, man. Get on this lineup, man. There's so many places you can play and just have fun. And it's one of those things like I heard Joe talking about it. Like, he's like, it's just a way cooler event than three bands on one stage or four bands on one stage once a month at a greenery. He's, you know, now you've got like 20 or 30 bands spread out all over the South Side, and you can just roam around and people are walking around, you know, catching new stuff they haven't seen, or they happen into a place where, you know, music's playing and they're catching stuff, and it's really cool. And it lasts, I think the first band started at noon at the when Rummage Sale was going on. They did the Rummage Sale at the same time down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the first band started like at noon right around there, and then it just kind of built up until, you know, 2 a.m. But it's a cool deal, man. It's a cool deal. I like it. Everybody that's worked on that, congratulations. Big claps. Big applause.
Yes.
All of you in the near South Side.
Amazing.
And all that. Freaking awesome.
Yes.
Matt will never see it.
Probably not.
The only reason I didn't go is because I had my kid.
No, you got to go down there.
I'm doing the great withdrawal like Maynard did.
Withdrawal from what?
music.
Can you say, oh.
Until I come back and shove its fucking asshole.
I hear you, man. It's been 2 years since my last gig.
And fuck everybody up. Shut them the fuck up, too.
Well, Spectacle's about to have a bunch of gigs. And
that's good.
Hopefully.
It has nothing to do with what I just said, but.
Well, y'all were talking about not playing in forever, and I was relaying that we're about to have a bunch.
Withdrawing forever. Like, that's what I'm doing.
I was going off of him. He said it's been a year.
2 years
since. 2 years since he's played.
Two?
Yeah, that's when the Jet Noise ended, and we had our last gig at Growl Division Brewery.
Cool. That was a great band.
Well, you got a whole album worth of stuff. You just got to write words for.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
And it can be cleaned up. And it can be cleaned up and be done.
Yep.
I already got people that want to put it together.
And I've had my puppet band to keep me busy.
And then we got a
band rules.
Just an EP. Could put an EP together in 1 weekend. The EP could be done.
Yep.
And then, yeah. There was something else I was going to say for
about the bands that were playing?
No. I think Spectacle has a show once a month, but we're fixing. That's what it was. The record's about done.
Yeah.
We get
that's
to
good
go
news
sit
about
down,
what you told me before the show.
And we get to go sit down with Alex Gerst next week and finalize everything.
Alex Gerst. Nice.
Finally. Well, he's been mixing it forever, which is probably all my fault.
Didn't somebody else start to mix
it? I don't think so.
Besides him,
I don't think so, dude.
And then you guys switched back, asked him to take over at some point.
Well, we asked someone to mix it. They said they would do it within 3 months. After 6 months, they hadn't done a damn thing and sent over the versions, and they were the exact same thing I sent them. There was no changes.
Mm.
There was nothing sounded better. Nothing was anywhere. They're shit versions. I've got them right here. I won't say who it was.
Shit versions.
But they got busy with their own stuff.
That happens.
And then Alex just take it forever because it's Alex.
Just Alex. Yeah.
He's got a bunch.
He's sought after. Yeah.
He's got a bunch of big name clients, not little Spectacle clients. He's got national clients and people that fly in and do stuff. With
and
the
he's
studio,
got a sim so. Racing setup.
Which I'm gonna beat his ass about that. I'm gonna be like, when do I get to come over and play in your arcade?
What is it, Cruising USA?
No.
He's got real deal sim
setup. He's got real deal sim racer.
Yeah. His man cave. Oof, that video
his
you sent me?
Home arcade. Yeah, it's awesome. His pinball channel.
It's next
great.
Tier. That's leveled up.
Empire Pinball on YouTube. Go check it out. There's a bunch of cool stuff. But I'm excited. We could sit down and work through the mixes, and he's already sent us basically what it sounds like. So it's just fixing minute stuff here and there. That sounds pretty good. And then I also got the fully mastered album from a band we're not supposed to talk about yet, but you and I are really looking forward to.
Yeah.
And it's pretty damn good.
This is going to be a good season of a summer of music, man.
A good summer of music.
Yeah.
If Stink Flamingo can get 4 songs together by September, that would be awesome. Or August.
Can
you do that?
I swear right now. On
June, July, August, we could do a quick set.
Yeah.
This creation's yours.
Yeah.
Locked at midnight. It's a wreck shot.
I mean.
Oh.
Do you even remember those words?
Yep. I'm going to play, we're talking about Bull Nettle. Bull Nettle Jacket, maybe doing something with them.
Bull
late,
Nettle
late,
Jacket,
late,
that's
late
funny.
In the summer.
I was thinking about
and then
the Spectacle Showcase.
Oh, for your release? Yeah, we can get that ready.
No, for that Andrew's podcast showcase
the thing.
That
you're supposed to have set up already?
I already got it in one band.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. No, I would love to. We'll see.
Yeah. Halloween is looking good, too.
We will see.
We'll have an announcement on Halloween here in a couple weeks.
The thing that's crazy is the more I'm starting to do stuff on my own, then the more time it's starting to take. Like, oh, shit. Like, the other night, I sat around on stink shit for, like, 4 hours just listening to creepy sounds. Like, loops that I could find. And it's just that whole dream sequencing process that I just went through, our dream sequence, drum sequence. We're about to talk about dreams.
I was about to ask
analyze
you.
Dreams.
When you broke that barrier, now you're like,
now you're like, okay, now I can write all my ideas and actually like work on things when guys are busy doing other things, and that's just completely opened up everything.
Once you learn MIDI sequencing, the sky's the limit.
That's where it all starts,
fucking
man.
The sky's the limit.
You get that down, and then and it's a pain, but I got way better. Like as I did it more, I started getting better at it, and it started getting faster, so it wasn't such a beating. So you know what used to take me. Like all night to track one idea, guitar idea. Now I can get like four ideas done because I'm just more, you know, it's just, man, it's just night and day. And I think there's something weird, like we talked about, that happened at the eclipse or something with me and you. Like our brains haven't been the same since. And I'm still riding that high, I guess. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm shooting out like fucking, oh, there's a Drag the Ocean idea. Oh, here's a here's a old Steadfast song I could probably throw together. Just kidding. But Stink Flamingo. And then what I just talked to you about a while ago, I'm about to start sampling shit for that too, man.
Just finish one thing or nothing's going to get done.
It's just
going to
be a big old blob, and a jam band.
Yeah. I mean, Stink Flamingo has like seven songs. We just do three or four, and that's it. That's all we need.
For an EP,
to put out. You got to put something out.
Yeah, we got to put something out. I
so
agree.
Just fix those or work on those three or four songs, and then let's call it quits, and then let's go to Space Disaster.
I'm ready now.
Space Disaster?
The track that he's about to listen to, I'm already
space
like,
disaster.
Dude,
I haven't
this,
heard
this
those.
Could be our first Space Disaster.
We'll play one here in a minute. But yeah. We need to do the Space Disaster record. Yeah.
But there has been new cult shit that's come out lately. Like
the other like, sex cult
what?
In Hollywood.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And,
not
and,
cult,
same, and there was a, there's a new, there's some more shit coming out about
Hulu.
The, on Hulu.
Jonestown.
Straight up Jonestown. Like, dude.
Just came out.
I think
this,
I saw.
This is when my mom will be like, well, I wish I would change that name. Because every once in a while she'll come back to that. I wish, really wish y'all would change that name.
I did see a trailer for that.
But yeah, it looks creepy. Yeah. I saw this metal DJ over at, what is it, KNON, I think. She used to DJ over there. And she was the only, she was like into the more like obscure, like Satan, like Gorgoth and cool shit like that, that no one else.
Is it cool?
Well, I mean, it is for weirdos like Andrew O'Hearn and Dave and you and fucking us geeks. We like it, you know. But she went down and made a big deal out of her trip to, Waka. And I'm like, that's old stuff, man. We've been doing that. She's like, pictures to come. And I'm like, we've been there and already done a show. And listened to the Jonestown Massacre on the way up when it was rainy and cloudy and had been up for 72 hours.
Did you try to
smell like stripper juice?
Did you pull out a shovel?
Did you do that?
And start trying to dig into the bus?
Watch, she's going to say someone left a sign with that 9mm. There you go, man.
That's it. That's
there you
it.
Go.
That was it. Yep.
Yeah. There's a bunch of new spooky stuff out on their interwebs and the streaming services right now.
Did you ever watch Hacks?
No.
I don't think so.
Max.
Was it HC? Was it
HACKS?
Yeah. I don't remember if I watched that or not. Who was in it?
Gene Smart.
I don't think so.
Right. And
I remember her.
I don't remember.
It's about comedian.
Oh,
she's an older comedian in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I've seen clips of that.
I
started that, but I
and
didn't
she gets
it.
A young protege who's like who was like canceled
right.
from her previous joke that she made, and she can't find work with anybody
finished
else.
It last
right.
Night.
How was
season.
It?
I love
should
it.
Should I do it?
I watched the first two seasons and loved them, but then the third season came out. Went
it's
back and watched the first two, and now finished third, and then started Bratz.
Yeah, what'd you think of that? I'm thinking about starting Bratz.
Half
based on the doll line?
No, it has to do with the Brat Pack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've heard about that.
Documentary about it. It's interesting.
What's that streaming on again?
I don't know. I don't
Hulu?
Remember.
Yeah, I'm getting them all confused because we're running all of them right now because there's so much stuff that's out.
Yeah,
and sports has got the F1 going on and stuff and, you know, football.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Going on.
Multi-monitor F1's pretty nice.
Is that what the setup is now over at Tim's?
Yeah.
So you're watching the team and you're watching the race feed.
We watch
and you're
the
watching...
race, and then we'll flip through different drivers because you can pick your own driver who you want to go to. Or, like, there for about midway through the race when things were just kind of chill, we did the overall map where you could watch everyone where they were to see who exactly was where and what they were going to do. And then you would see, like Yuki getting a wreck. And so you cut to him real quick so they'd watch the replay of the wreck and stuff. And then you'd listen to him and bitch about whatever. And what
you don't have to stay on the same driver the whole race?
No, you can move to any driver.
Oh, okay.
So and then there's cool. there's another one that's just like stats that is like the tire wear, degradation, where their brakes are. It is all these crazy
like
stats
all these detailed
for everyone.
Stats.
And you're like, so I was watching that for a little bit and I was like, that's really fucking interesting and really fucking cool. But it's now it's taken reading all this and watching all that and being just a nerd about it is taking me away from the main race on the main screen. So
because you're watching other parts of the sport.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Really? What? What? Huh? What? And then, you know, it'll cut to, you know, they kind of forecast what they're going to do depending on what plan they're on, what strategy they're going with.
You remember when NASCAR used to do the whole when you went out there, they would you could buy one of the headsets of one of the teams and listen to it and stuff like that? That's what I figured it was just a glorified version of that. But the more I see stuff like people post on social media and their little their watch like their setups and stuff, I'm like, dude,
it's fucking awesome.
That would be awesome to have like if you had 20 monitors and you could monitor every single car in one building like a bar or something. That's why those sim bars. Oh, dude, did we know that Mario Andretti's coming to like 10 minutes away from my house now?
No.
Yeah, they're building another one down there. Yeah, they just finished
Grand
the one
Prairie.
Up here, right? They just finished the
Heritage,
one at Heritage Trace.
Up there by Heritage Trace.
But yeah, they just
dude,
they
I'm stoked.
Started building on that one in Grand Prairie.
Yeah,
down there where Grand Prairie Party Land is,
yeah.
IKEA and all that.
Don't they do sim events too at those places at Andretti?
Yeah.
Or is it just carts?
Oh.
I thought they do sim racing too.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But I know
I'm just,
they
I'm just stoked that we're going to have a decent cart
simulator.
Track.
There's a question from Susie in the chat.
Oh. Did you guys ever talk about... No, not yet.
JT. Oh, yeah. I saw that this morning.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
since
yeah.
we're talking about cars and racing real quick, I want to bring this up because this was in my feed just a little bit ago, and I was like, huh. This was thrown out there. It's time for Motorsport Olympics, where you take the three or four best drivers.
I like this.
From NASCAR, the three or four best drivers from IndyCar, and the three or best four best cars from F1.
What about rally?
Well, maybe rally. I don't know. But these were the ones.
Because what about electric?
The big debate is always F1 versus Indy versus NASCAR. Who's better? Who's the better driver? So you take the top four from each one, and you let them for 1 month train. Like, the F1 drivers will train in NASCAR, and then if the next month they'll train in IndyCar, vice versa, even though there's not much. I mean, F1 Indy is pretty close.
Almost like MMA.
So they train, and then you have the Motorsport Olympics after that.
Like in Germany or something?
So you have them all face off. Like, they have events in the
I like
NASCAR
this.
Cars. They have the events in the Indy cars, and they have the events in the F1
cars.
And see... And it's endurance, which we just had 24-hour Le Mans over the weekend, which watched the beginning and first like 30 laps of it.
Like,
yeah.
Like pregnancy exercises?
And
That's what I did. I was doing it while I was doing the floors, and then once I got the TV unplugged and
like,
just never got back to it.
Yeah, Ferrari won.
They'll have it. I knew that Ferrari probably would.
Yeah, Ferrari won.
Ferrari.
It's fun watching the beginning because everything gets a little chaotic.
Oh, yeah.
And then once everybody starts spacing out, you're just kind of like, okay, now we're just waiting for the cars to break down and freak out. But, yeah, so that's the thing. The Motorsport
Olympics. I want to go to one of those
Olympics,
Le Mans.
Which I thought future Summer Olympics, there was supposed to be a motorsport.
Do they always schedule Le Mans around rainy season in France?
It's always that. Isn't it always Father's Day weekend? Because it's weekend for Formula One. That's why they do it.
Yeah.
It's an off weekend for everyone.
Yeah.
So they can all be, all the drivers can be over there. And everybody was there. All the team principals were there hanging out. Yeah. Like, they were interviewing everybody.
That's a cool idea, man. I like it. I say somebody runs with money. Maybe Mark Cuban will help you out with that.
And then you have four celebrities
play
get
the
in
message
there.
Against
fuck you, Stubbs.
You have four celebrities.
Oh, we're going to put the celebrities in this.
One of them can be Justin Timberlake. He just got a DWI.
No, Kurt Dempsey, or what's his, Patrick Dempsey? He's the Porsche guy.
Yeah.
Right?
So Justin Timberlake can no longer tour Canada.
No, that's true. You think he's going to have the same problems as the bands we know have?
Yeah.
I doubt it. You know. I mean, is he not a big deal? He's still a big deal, right? He's still A-list.
He's still a big deal.
Yeah. I doubt he's going to have any kind of issues.
I don't know. Justin Trudeau may be like, I'm the Justin of Canada, not you.
Oh, God.
You're not allowed to get in here.
Fight me, bitch. What'd you think about
he's
that?
He's not going to get re-elected.
I thought they were kind of selling it like there's also something that's going to come back on Toxology. It looks like he's on Adderall or because did you see his
Does
picture?
Does he have it?
His
Does he take it?
His
normally?
Headshot? Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I've saw
his
it.
His pupils look weird. pretty weird. There might be something else involved than just the old alcohols, which those guys got money.
Alcohol.
He's starting. The older he gets, the more he starts looking like Jason Cantrell.
And he's
what
he does. His face,
man,
starts looking like it. I made a funny picture a few years ago for Allie, where on Mirrorball, the album cover, instead of him, it was Jason.
I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
It's a mugshot. Someone asked how quickly Jimmy Fallon would redo Bye 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 to DWI. That one is actually pretty good. Mugshot, not headshot.
Yeah. He's watch, it's going to be killed. Its next album cover. Just because he can.
But yeah, the picture is awful. And he was in the Hamptons partying,
I guess they're
right?
never good, but yeah he's partying, man.
Brian Breckenridge already posted
it. I think it's funny that the media is like all freaking out. Like, man, this shit happens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Y'all are just preoccupied with
He was
norm.
Out there. It was summer house time.
That's right.
He was partying.
4,000 BX9.
Yeah, man.
He's set to Dude's play in hard. Chicago on Friday
that
and
is a
Saturday.
Hard-working musician, man.
Ooh. Damn.
If he wants to have a few drinks and drive around and kill kids that are on the way to school, that's fine, man.
We could have seen
okay
him
that.
At MSG on Tuesday. The Tuesday we leave to come back home.
He's playing at MSG?
He's playing Tuesday and Wednesday at
Monosodium
MSG.
Monosodium glutamate.
Or Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
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 Instead, we're going to see Living Color.
If we can make
Possibly.
It in time. We would,
that'll be cool, though.
Yeah, they're from New York.
Yeah, it's part of a Juneteenth party.
Yeah.
Which Matt doesn't.
And Racky's opening up. They're pretty cool, too. I saw them on Don't that. what was that documentary that Dave Grohl did about life in a van or whatever? He interviews a bunch of bands and asks them how.
Was Racky one of them?
Yeah.
I never watched that whole thing. Or was that? I didn't watch the one with the moms either.
I didn't know about that one.
Rock Stars and Their Moms.
Mm-mm.
He produced that one and did something about them and, you know, just talking about their moms and crap.
And stupid stuff. Moms and shit.
What they do. Goddamn moms.
Whoa. Marion?
Oh, man.
MAGA don't talk like that, Dustin. MAGA don't talk like that.
Yeah. So I got to ask you. Are we going to get up early and try to get on some of these morning shows? Are we going to go see...
I would.
Kelly and Mark, are we going to try to get on that one? Are we going to try to get on some of these news shows and be have our signs for the Today Show and stuff outside their window and be like, and you be with the puppet? They'll come up to someone with a fucking puppet.
Oh, they would, definitely. That'd be a one-way ticket.
I'd have to hide behind somebody because obviously I don't want it. The
Who's
cameras.
Doing the Regisness show now?
It's Kelly and Mark.
Kelly and Mark.
Yeah, Mark
they're still,
and Suela.
They're still doing it?
It's her husband.
Her husband.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, Michael Strahan hasn't been doing it for a while.
We go over there.
Over,
we go,
yeah,
to,
go to Good Morning America.
Good Morning America. Good morning we can walk America. Over there.
Or the Today Show.
Don't
the
make Today racist show. Jokes there, though, Matt. Like, you can't do like you do in here when you just
all that
here
stuff
and start
you've always said
stuff.
About when Michael Strahan was a player and how you would have treated him.
I don't know
and
shit about Michael Strahan other than he used to.
That's not right.
Be the coast.
You can't say that when he's around.
No, you can't say.
Who's the big fat weatherman that's no longer fat?
Al Roker.
Al Roker.
Yeah. I saw him the other day. He's
Did he do
good.
The Ozempic challenge?
No, he got sick.
He did
sick
started eating right.
He had a heart attack and stuff and then diabetes, and he lost a ton of weight. Yeah. He's looking good, man.
Oh, okay.
But I liked him when he was big.
Yeah. He actually got funnier. Did you remember a few years ago after he lost all that weight, he was broadcasting from outside, and there was some really strong straight line winds,
and
he got blown over, and then he read the next day like one of the comments sent in like, yeah, I bet you wish you wouldn't have lost that weight now because you would have stayed on your feet or some shit like that.
Well, he used to do a lot of fat guy humor that was awesome.
Oh,
a
did
lot
he?
Of physical stuff, and yeah, when he would go out there and see people and stuff that are along the rail, he would do funny stuff, and it was great.
You can't make fun of that anymore,
no.
though. Like that's out of line.
It's not PC.
Jimmy Kimmel PC. Was up there. I think he left now.
He's worthless.
Thank God.
I don't really care for him on his show.
He's a piece of shit. His show's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's not funny. Stephen Colbert, don't care about going over there.
Yeah. I liked his. I liked him when he was still on the Colbert Report.
On the Coke.
I liked him when he was on Coke, too.
Yeah.
He's way funny.
They're all more funny
Colbert
when they're on
Colbert Report. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that a few weeks ago. That's when he was playing a character.
Hmm.
And now he's realistic.
And not as entertaining.
No. No, no, no. All right, so I just want to know if we had to get up early. That was my thing.
I think you should. You're in New York.
I can get over there.
And you got Skip Redstone there. There's zero chance that one of those stations, those stupid-ass news stations down there, wouldn't let you on.
I might be
especially,
able to get...
Especially, was it Fox and Friends, the Fox Morning Show? They would definitely love you.
Oh, yeah.
Fox and Friends, well, that one's kind of not risque, but not quite as squeaky clean as the rest of
Who?
Them.
What
Fox
is,
and Friends?
What's the other one?
No, but I'm saying they would let you on. They'd be the one that would let you on because they try to, like... it's
exploit?
Just, yeah, it's just some dumb shit that they would be into. Sorry.
Then before you know,
I'm not talking about Skip. I'm just saying they'd be like, oh, look at this crazy guy with glasses and a Grammar Police shirt on and his long hair and a puppet. I bet he's going to try to be funny.
The other one that's the weird...
Hello, America?
How are you?
Oh, you
Don't
could
you know me.
Yeah, you
can. I'm your native son. No, OLN or whatever it is.
You could
weird,
try to be you
the
could,
hardcore Trump lovers.
OAN is that what it is?
One American
Only
News.
Yeah, that's fans? It. That's it.
Are they
O-A-N.
In New York?
I don't know, man.
Because Skip's red.
That doesn't mean anything about political affiliation.
Yeah, but
I think
you go to
does.
OAN, they'd be
I
like,
think
yeah,
it damn sure does.
We need a red puppet for president.
That's right.
Have you ever seen that episode of Black Mirror where that dude...
Sir?
I don't watch that kind of
Tomorrow's
stuff.
Juneteenth.
What?
Why can't it just be a regular mirror?
Oh, my God. No, there's an episode of Black Mirror where the dude actually does political commentary and actually goes after one of the candidates as his puppet and his like whole life is ruined.
I stopped watching Black Mirror because it creeped me out.
Yeah, it's all happening now.
Well, it's like Twilight Zone, but rated R. Yeah.
They show a booby in it?
Several. Didn't they?
I haven't seen any episodes where
they showed a guy fuck a pig.
I did the...
That was the best episode, too, honestly.
That
I
was
thought.
The first. That was coming out of the gate strong.
I did the Bandersnatch.
Episode one. Is this guy really going to bang this pig?
In
oh, he's banging a pig.
To save his daughter?
Yeah.
I guess so. Jeez. OAN, where's their headquarters?
Only, what does OAN stand for?
One America News Network.
That sounds douchey already.
No, San Diego, California. Done. We're not going to see
Whale's
them.
Whale's vagina.
They're where's not the, New York.
Which,
I was there last
which
year.
Which one did the girl that looked like a porn star?
Naked News?
No, she was on one of these. She looks, she's every time I see her, I'm like, that's got to be a porn star, next porn star.
And it turns out she was?
And no, now she's on. I don't think she does it anymore. I think they. She got.
She
all
got
the
a
wokers,
gateway search.
All the wokers got offended.
I don't know which one that is. I don't know who that is.
I forgot her name, man. Look at hot blonde conservative. Just Google that. That's on.
Tommy
News.
Lane.
Huh?
Was
is that it?
No, I was joking.
That's that crazy white. white, right wing crazy bitch, right?
That's what she is. She's like,
I think she lives in Dallas.
Yeah, she's hot. She is a smoking.
She's like tiny. She's like maybe 5 foot.
She's the one I used to see all the time at different events.
Yeah, she's
out of control. She doesn't really act like that in public, but yeah, she's on there. She's like,
yeah,
just like Alex Jones.
I keep waiting for her head to explode. She's just like, shut up. That's
how all those ladies on Fox News stories, man. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear your shit. Even on CNN, too. CNN, same thing. You're like, I definitely don't want to hear your dumb shit. Shut up.
Did you
watch, stop yelling at me?
Did you
this
watch
morning.
Any of the finals? Just want a goddamn grilled cheese. The Mavericks and Celtics.
Oh, yes, I did.
The pregame.
Mavericks lost, I heard.
Unwatchable.
Those two guys on each end of the table were fucking nuts. I don't even know who they were.
Oh, yeah.
They made me crazy.
The only thing that's cool on that network is Charles Barkley and
Charles
what's his
Barkley.
Name? The Shaq. That whole crew, they're hilarious. Rest of them, terrible. And they always got to have overload talker lady now. Have you noticed that? Overload talker did the championship.
What's her name?
Joe. Yeah. The one that saw Joe Namath drunk?
No.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Joe Namath. She did, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
What's Joe name?
She was the original
little
low talker,
girl,
wasn't she?
What was that girl's name? You see her all the time.
Did she do 3 second rule?
No, she didn't. Let's see here. Oh, here's some amazing audio we need to play. Music break time. It's a mariachi band.
I saw that. The flute, dude.
I can't believe I'm hearing this shit.
I love it.
Acolyte,
a fucking harp.
Acolyte is trending.
Uh-oh.
They're number one in entertainment. They're number two of everything. Should we read the first few tweets and see what they say about it?
Sure.
Okay.
Live tweet it.
Here we go. Number one. This is Disney Star Wars. And it's the music. It's the
power of one. The power of two. The power of many.
Is that spiritual geometry they're doing?
That was a chant we were talking about earlier, Stubbs.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, from the Acolyte. That was just super hokey.
Rotten Tomatoes. The audience is the reviewers gave it 84%. The audience is giving it 14%. Let's see. Some of these are just stupid. I don't know. Where did it all go wrong with Star Wars? What cues do we not give as a fans? I don't know. Whatever. I thought it would be good stuff. Someone ripping into something, but it's not. But pronouns.
What's that? This puzzle. Is he or they with us? What's that? This puzzle. Is he or they with us?
Oh, the
pronouns.
Yeah. Got to shove it everywhere, man. Shove it everywhere. Did you know there's some...
someone else saying the exact same thing I did in a video. I'm reading the captions. They're like, some people have a problem with the LGBTQ side of Acolyte, and what they really need to be concerned about is how shitty this video production and everything about this show is.
Yeah, every time Disney tries to make it about the virtue signal more than the storyline, they always fuck up, and it's terrible. Yeah.
Once again, how do you make a show that's all about... You're trying to make everything politically correct, and you have two black girls without a dad.
Hey, man. They don't.
And you make a big deal about it.
Unfortunately, they're not the highest thinking generation of movie directors.
You didn't think anybody would look at that? Because I know a lot of people have started looking at it going,
well, that's weird.
Huh.
Right.
That's strange. That just makes things
awkward
worse.
Now. Yeah.
Awkward. And then someone posted this. Our expectations of Star Wars fans over 40 years versus Star Wars acolyte.
Oh, no. 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 Oh.
What the heck?
The Walking Dead.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
That's been memed to hell and back. Yeah.
Carl.
Anyway. I don't know. It wasn't anything good. I thought we were going to get some gold, and I failed on that. So, fuck it. We're done.
We're not doing this show anymore.
I'm done with this show. Fuck it.
We still have Skeleton Crew to look forward to later this year, but we'll see.
Hopefully. And the return of everything else that was good.
You know what I haven't watched yet is Loki, the second season.
I haven't either.
I need to get back to that. I keep forgetting.
The end of the first one made my brain break. So
I loved
like,
it.
Oh, God.
I really
I need to rewatch it. But Loki was great.
I know.
That
I think I'm going to start from
the beginning.
That was
the last great
Marvel
thing.
It really was.
But when you start doing multiverse to where you can go back and just change things mm-hmm. that you fucked up on, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
And when they start, did you finish Ahsoka? I was afraid. I was afraid we were going to start
not
stepping
yet.
Into a multiverse thing with that, too.
Yeah.
And then I was.
Are you talking about because of the talk she had?
We got to go find the wolf.
And she was seeing
the
Force. What's his face?
Force Anakin.
Yeah.
Young Anakin, which was all. It all worked out. It was cool.
Is there? Yeah. Is that the rumor? Or is they're going to go into where?
No, because
right, that's where writing.
You never
going
watched
with it?
Clone Wars, did you? Mm-hmm. The season? Did you watch? Did you watch Rebels?
I'm not full. I don't know if I've finished Rebels from front to back. I liked Rebels a lot.
So, I don't.
I like Bad Batch too. Bad Batch is good.
I gotta finish. I have like two episodes to go. I gotta finish it. It's at the point to where okay, now we're good. We're not some kids flick doing. What I hate about these shows is they do all these like little one-off missions here and there. And I just want the story to keep going. I want to grow the story out. Did you finish Rebels?
I know how it ends, but I didn't watch the entire series.
I'm at the point where the sniper just died. The one that went back, that stayed with the Empire. He just died. So however many episodes from there, that's where I'm at. And I think it's two. So I'm ready to see it. I'm ready. Yeah. They're killing all the clones off because the Empire's racist. Towards the people that aren't human, and that's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the Disney version of Star Wars doesn't see it that way.
What's their deal take on it?
We can't have the Empire being racist. That's not right. They're the most evil thing in the galaxy. They were fucking just going around blowing up people's planets. Yeah. And enslaving everybody.
It's
everything.
Silly nonsense.
Yeah, and you remember...
It's just nonsense now.
You remember when you borrowed my Imperial Handbook and some of the hand drawings that were in there that looked like they were straight out of the Third Reich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so get over it.
And call it summer, not heat emergency.
Go skiing, Kathleen Kennedy.
You don't have to call it some crazy shit and tie it to... Some horse shit you believe in?
Yeah.
Just call it what we've been calling it. Summer.
Fly
it gets hot.
Around,
it gets hot.
Fly around more in your private jet and sit in hot tubs. And that
and drink a lot.
Drink
a lot and sit in the hot tubs a lot. That's good for your health.
Fly around in your private plane and go skiing. Those are all the things you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, who are
we
talking
to?
We're not talking to our listeners. We're telling Miss
Kathleen
Kennedy. Okay.
Or you know, piss off Hillary.
Or the... Yeah. Best.
Oh, I got what you said. All right.
I try to stay neutral out of that fight. I was just kind of being in an antagonist.
SB.
We're going to get out of here. We got a plane to catch.
I'm going to go bass fishing.
And then you'll hear Thomas and I podcasting from 30,000 feet.
Y'all
want to
get a call from me? A late night call? Because it won't be so late for me. It'll be late for you.
1 hour later.
1 hour difference.
It'll be a, are you looking at the moon?
That's not like we're going to the UK.
I didn't say you were going to the UK.
You know what?
I'm talking about the time difference.
You
could go. There's 6 hours
ahead.
That
needs to be the next trip, though.
Where?
As we need to go ahead. That'd be fucking awesome, too.
Where'd you say?
I said the
UK.
I was talking about the time difference. They're 6 hours ahead of us.
Oh, no. I got a UK trip. I want to do that.
Yeah.
Go over there for about 2 weeks.
Fuck yeah, man.
No. you're going to go, are you looking at the moon? And we're going to go, no, we're looking at the Peter Steele tree.
We're looking at the Ghostbusters.
Are you looking at the moon? No, we're looking at the Ron English mural here at Coney Island.
That's what I really wanted to do, too, is go to Coney Island. I'm See, pissed about
it's
that.
On the agenda.
Yeah, that's going to be Monday for sure. We have a few things lined up. Or we have a few days where it's just us.
Yeah.
And I've got some ideas. We got to float out there.
Yeah, I've seen a whole bunch of things on the agenda.
We did get our tickets for Bansky.
Are you going to go see an actual riot?
Oh.
Like one of the riots that's going on down there?
From who?
See one? Oh, pick one. They're all down there.
We,
like you can do,
last
you
time,
can do,
the people that are being put up in hotels, is that what you're talking
about? You can do that one. You can also do the Palestinian one, still hot. You can go to
that was going on when Jeremy and I went solo.
I think they're chasing
a few years
them,
ago.
Though.
They that was like when we got down by NYU.
Yeah.
They were having a massive protest out there. Or I got something. Some pictures of it and stuff, but it was about Palestine, and we were like, yeah. Huh.
And then
they're holding up the flag, and everybody's yeah. yelling stuff.
And then there's like, always the trials and stuff going on,
I just
too.
Want to go to Katz and have a sandwich. Man, why do I got to I gotta walk through all your stuff?
Oh, yeah, the restaurant, not the musical. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't have any interest in seeing
University of North
Katz
Texas.
Katz Delicatessen, where they shot Harry Met Sally. The famous scene with the table.
Where she goes, yeah, it has the fake O.
Yeah. I'll have what she's having. Yeah, that one. Anyway, we're out of here. See ya. Bye.
Repents.